In this session, we will look at what is still one of the most common benefits offered by employers to their employees today. That is the provision of a company car and fuel for private motoring. Special rules exist to enable us to calculate the cash equivalent on the provision of a company car. A benefit will arise when a car is made available by an employer for the exclusive use of a particular employee. It doesn't matter whether the car is owned by the employer or leased by the employer from a third party. The employee will have a taxable benefit in respect of private use of the car. The cash equivalent depends on a number of factors. Our starting point in calculating car benefits is the list price of the car when first registered, i.e. when brand new. This is not necessarily the same as the price actually paid by the employer for the car. In practice, if you need to ascertain the manufacturer's list price, take a look at Parker's or Glass's handbook, which contains details of all car prices. The cash equivalent also depends on the vehicle's carbon dioxide, or CO2, emissions. The benefit for low-emission cars also depends on the maximum distance that the car can be driven in electric mode without recharging the battery. Finally, the benefit depends on whether the car was available for the whole of the year. As is the case with most benefits, if the employee does not have the benefit for the whole of the year, we need to do an apportionment to arrive at the cash equivalent. Later on in this session, we will look at the separate benefit that arises when an employer provides the employee with fuel for his or her private motoring. We will now put all of these variables together into a company car pro forma. We start with the list price of the car when new, and to this we add the cost of any accessories provided with the car. For example, if you buy a new car, the garage will charge you extra if you want leather seats or sat-nav, etc. So we need to add these items on. However, where an individual is provided with a security-enhanced car because of the nature of their employment, creating a threat to their personal security, the cost of accessories such as bulletproof glass, armour plating, etc. are ignored when calculating the revised list price. The next step is to knock off any capital contributions made to the employer by the employee. A capital contribution is a one-off payment made by the employee to enable the employer to provide a better car. So, list price plus accessories minus capital contributions gives us a revised list price, which in the pro forma we have called D. A small point about accessories is that if an accessory is added to the car after it was first made available to the employee, we only need to add on the cost to the list price if the accessory cost at least £100. If not, we can ignore it. With regard to capital contributions, the maximum deduction from the list price is £5,000. Therefore, if an employee makes a capital contribution of £1,000, this amount is deducted from the list price. However, if an employee makes a capital contribution of £6,000, only £5,000 is knocked off. Having arrived at list price, we will now move on and calculate the cash equivalent. The cash equivalent is the list price multiplied by a certain percentage. This percentage will depend on the amount of carbon dioxide emitted by the car. As we shall see later, the maximum percentage is 37%. There are a number of points to note here. Firstly, the benefit depends on the type of car the employee has. Generally, the more expensive the car, the higher the benefit. Secondly, employees who drive around in large cars with high CO2 emissions will pay more tax than those who are more environmentally friendly and have use of cars with low emissions. The list price multiplied by the appropriate percentage gives us the basic cash equivalent. Here we have called this figure E. The benefit is reduced if the car has not been available to the employee for the whole of the tax year. For example, the employee may have been given use of the car partway through the year, or he may have returned the car to the employer before the end of the year. We just do a simple pro rata apportionment by removing the number of months during which the car was not available to the employee. For example, if I joined a company on, say, the 1st of January 2024 and was given use of a car on that date, I will have had the car for only 3 months of 2023-24, so I strip out 9/12 of the car benefit. As is the case for the vast majority of benefits, if the employee makes a contribution towards the benefit, the contribution will reduce the cash equivalent. This is quite common in practice, as with many car schemes, employees make monthly contributions to their employer for the use of the car. These act to reduce the taxable benefit, provided the payments are made by the 6th of July following the tax year for which the benefit is being calculated. However, the payments must be specifically for the private use of the car. If the contribution is towards a specific aspect of the car's running costs, such as insurance, or is to enable the employee to have use of a more expensive car, then the payments will not be deductible. Agreements entered into in respect of payments in relation to a company car should therefore be structured carefully, or they're likely to be successfully challenged by HMRC. Hopefully, at the end of all this, we are left with the car benefit for the tax year. The next step is to determine the relevant percentage. List price is multiplied by a percentage which depends on the car's recorded CO2 emissions. The higher the emissions, the higher the percentage. Carbon dioxide emissions are measured in terms of grams per kilometre of gas emitted from the car. If a car has zero emissions, the relevant percentage for 2023-24 is 2%. For low-emission cars that emit CO2 at a rate of 1 to 50 grams per kilometre, the relevant percentage is determined by the electric range of the car. Have a look at the table showing on your screen now. We can see that the greater the electric mileage range, the lower the benefit will be. For example, where a car has an electric mileage range of 130 miles or more, the benefit will be calculated as 2% of the list price. Whereas, if the range is less than 30 miles, the relevant percentage is 14%. The legislation also specifically states that the relevant percentages for cars with CO2 emissions between 51 and 74 grams per kilometre, again as shown in the table on your screen. For cars with a CO2 emissions figure of 75 grams per kilometre, the relevant percentage will be 20% in 2023-24, increasing by 1% for each additional 5 grams per kilometre of CO2 emitted above 75 grams. For example, the benefit for a car with recorded CO2 emissions of 80 grams per kilometre will be calculated using a percentage of 21%. The formula for calculating the percentage is as per your screen. We take the CO2 emissions of the car and deduct 75. We divide the result by 5 and add it to the minimum of 20% to get the relevant percentage. This is then multiplied by the list price of the car to give the basic cash equivalent. The percentage can never exceed 37%. This rate will therefore apply for all cars with an emissions figure of 160 grams per kilometre. We can see that in 2023-24, the effect of the car benefit rules is that the relevant percentage increases by 1% for every 5 grams per kilometre increase in emissions above 50 grams per kilometre, unless the 37% threshold has been reached. Let's illustrate this by running through an example. An employee has the use of a company car with a list price of £20,000. Accessories were added to the car at a cost of £2,000 when first made available. The employee made a one-off capital contribution of £4,000 for the use of the car. The car has recorded CO2 emissions of 150 grams per kilometre. The revised list price of the car is the basic price plus the accessories less the capital contribution, giving £18,000. We multiply this by a percentage. Emissions are 150. We deduct 75 and divide by 5. This gives us 15, which we add to the minimum figure of 20% to give a relevant percentage of 35%. The car benefit is the list price multiplied by 35%, being £6,300. In reality, CO2 emissions figures are exact numbers and not rounded to the nearest whole multiple of 5. For tax purposes, we're allowed to round down to the nearest 5 grams per kilometre when determining the benefit for cars with CO2 emissions of 75 grams per kilometre or more. For example, if a car has a CO2 emissions figure of 199 grams per kilometre, we would round this down to 195 to determine the percentage. Note that when determining the percentage for cars with emissions of up to 50 grams per kilometre, the actual rate must be 50 grams or less. There is a 4% supplement for cars which run on diesel, i.e. an additional 4% is added to the relevant percentage. This is because diesel engines are less environmentally friendly than petrol engines. The 4% supplement cannot take the relevant percentage above 37%. Diesel cars which meet the Real Driving Emissions Step 2, abbreviated as RDE2, are exempt from the 4% supplement. The benefit is reduced if the employee does not have use of the car throughout the whole of the tax year. This will apply if an employee joins a company partway through the year and is given use of a car, or if an employee leaves the company and has to return the car. Apportionment is done on a monthly basis by removing the benefit arising in the period in which the employee did not have use of the car. Let's have a look at the effect on the benefit of a car being repaired, i.e. sitting in the garage for a while, and therefore not being available for the employee to use. Assume that at some point during the year the car is off the road being repaired or serviced or having its MOT. A non-availability deduction can only be made if the car is off the road for a continuous period of at least 30 days. Therefore, if the car is in the garage for 1 week having a few minor repairs, this will have no effect whatsoever on the car benefit calculation. However, if the car is involved in a serious accident and is off the road for, say, 2 months, we would take a non-availability deduction of 2 out of 12 months. For example, assume an employee has use of a company car with a list price of £12,000. The car has a CO2 emissions level of 117 grams per kilometre. The employee is given use of the new car for the first time on the 1st of July 2023, i.e. partway through 2023-24. The employee makes contributions of £40 per month to the employer for the use of the car. The contributions are deducted from net pay at the end of each month. During the year, the car was off the road for 3 weeks having some minor repairs after an accident. Our requirement is to calculate the taxable benefit. The starting point is the list price of £12,000. We multiply this by a percentage based on the car's CO2 emissions, which is 117 grams per kilometre. As this is not exactly divisible by 5, we round down and assume an emissions figure of 115. The relevant percentage obtained from the formula is 28%. We multiply this by the list price to give a basic cash equivalent of £3,360. As the car was only available to the employee from the 1st of July 2023, i.e. for 9 months of the tax year, we must take a non-availability deduction for 3/12 of the benefit. The benefit is therefore reduced by £840. Note that no reduction has been made for the 3 weeks during which the car was being repaired, as this period was less than 30 days. The employee is required to make a contribution of £40 per month for the use of the car. As is the case for the majority of benefits, employee contributions act to reduce the cash equivalent. The contributions in the 9 month period during which the employee had the car were £360, giving a taxable benefit of £2,160. This figure will be entered by the employer onto the employee's P11D at the end of the year.